Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Iran is looking worse and worse by the minute. We have a huge stack of news in that area that we'll be covering in great detail. In the third hour, I wasn't going to have guests on today, but a caller mentioned it, so we checked into it. Embattled Attorney General now accused in sex scandal cover-up. Attorney General Gonzalez among officials who allegedly ignored abuse of minor boys. This just keeps coming up with the White House, doesn't it? Back into the 80s, and it'll never stop until these people are brought to justice. But don't expect old Rick Perry to be involved fighting this. He just toes the line as well. And I just covered a bunch of news about that in the last hour. This is how these people operate. It's what they do. Protecting the predators. Wonder why they protect the predators. Well, we know they're predators against our republic. Busy dismantling it. And I did just confirm Fox News tonight is going to be reporting about how your driver's license will be used as your debit IDs, and you'll be making your purchases with your government ID card. And in the future, they'll put little creds on it. You'll have to serve the government to get the proper amount of money to live. God, it's kind of, I get real cynical and smart mouth about it all, but it's really depressing, man. I'm freaked out. I mean, I don't like being right about this stuff. I don't like knowing their plan. I can't believe it. I can't believe there are this many bad people, but there's all these weak little chicken necks who want power and will do whatever it takes to get it, and then there's all these sickos who love just unmitigated power and to have their way and to hurt innocents, and they just need to be thrown right in the pit of hell. I mean, I guarantee you, folks, you let me pull the lever, I would. There was a trap door under every one of these people. I could just pull the lever and they'd all drop right into hot lava. I'd do it. I've had enough of it. Somebody's got to stand up for the weak and the innocent, and somebody's got to have, I'm honored to be on the front line. The New World Order can just crush me as flat as a pancake, and though I want to live my life and see things in the world and enjoy the good things in life, I'm honored to be on the front lines. Whatever happens to me, it's in God's hands, because these people have to be brought to justice. I have to control myself right now. I just physically feel just like a hurricane of anger. You know, where you just want to just start punching holes in the walls. You want to just pick up huge desks and just throw them up against the wall. You want to just take on 10 people. You know that? You ever had that feeling where you just want to take on 10 people? You just know you can clean the clocks of 10 people? And I'm not I guess I am a macho person. I mean, I'm not into physical prowess. I'm just, just the way I feel, and I want to express it. Just, I'm one of those people who's had the feeling I could take on 10 people, and I have. I've taken on 15 people before. And I tell you this, it's that idea, it's that spirit that we all need. Because I couldn't clean the clock of one person who weighed 180 pounds if I wasn't in the right. But the time I had it, a whole bunch of people think they could intimidate me and a bunch of people come up against me, I just went ahead and let them all have it. Let me tell you something, folks. There wasn't nothing I couldn't do when I was fighting. Well, I say 15. It was more than 15, but only 5 or 6 would get at me at one time. And when you've got that, when you've got people coming at you like that, it's just unlimited. I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's that same thing where our little woman can pick a Cadillac up, folks. And we've got to learn how to tie into that in our minds in the info war. We've got to learn how to tie into that survival mode in this fight against the New World Order in the info war. I mean, aggressively email people, aggressively spam the web, aggressively get the info out, aggressively get out there and just start savaging this scum in the info war before we can get them physically. And believe me, there's nothing more I wouldn't like to do. Before we do that, we got to wake the cattle up and show them who the real enemy is. We got to take the mask off the enemy and let people see what they are so we can then get about the real business. And you know what that real business is going to be. Don't you, New World Order? All right, we'll be right back. On the other side, I'm Alex Jones, waging war on corruption.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to your calls. I'm going to skip to the end because Nick in Vegas was saying he had a chance to confront Hillary Whorehouse Clinton. Nick, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, right before I get to that, I just want to let you know, if you haven't heard, the WTC blueprints have been released on the Loose Change blog. I didn't know if you heard of that.
Well, no, it was a building within a building and built, overbuilt to sustain massive attacks.
Yeah, it's like a 500 meg torrent file. If you go to the Loose Change blog, he just has it up there.
Okay, we'll snatch it up and magnify its transmission.
Anyway, there was a healthcare forum here in Vegas on Saturday with Obama, Hillary, Edwards, Richardson, and it was supposed to be an open forum where you could ask questions.
But, of course, that's for public consumption on the TV. It's not really.
Exactly. Totally staged. All the questions were submitted beforehand, totally monitored. So before Hillary went on stage, I got a chance to try to give her a quick handshake, and I asked her right to her face, why were we at Bilderberg? And she was completely shocked. The look on her face was priceless, and she paused for about 2 seconds, and it was just like, she freaked out and was like, oh, it's nice to meet you. And she walked on stage. But
she's like, I got one that can see. And she, like, pull her shirt up, you know, to her wrist and goes, I got one of them right here.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But after we got a chance to confront her again when she was leaving the complex, we bullhorned her real quick. But when she was leaving, you know, Secret Service, police everywhere. But basically, you know, just shout it out. You know, Bilderberg is going to be exposed. New World Order is going to be exposed. You know, your lies are coming out. And there is a video of this up on youarenotfree.com. It's the letter U, the letter R,
not youarenotfree.com. I tell you what, how long is the clip?
It's about 3 minutes.
Go snatch it up. We'll play some of it if the audio is audible. It's if it's good audio, if it's intelligible. It's youarenotfree.com?
Yeah, the letter U, letter R, notfree.com.
All right. We appreciate you, my friend. Take care. Yeah, everywhere these cockroaches go, literally everywhere now, they're being bullhorned and shouted down, and their free speech zones have been overturned in court, and the people aren't shutting up, and we're not going to stop, and this is just the end of it. It's over for you, and it's going to come out. All your crimes are going to come out. Again, you 80-plus percent of the American people hate you, both parties, and know you're criminals now. We're going to get the other 16%. And we're not going to stop. We're going to expose you, period. Chris in Georgia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you, I'm fairly new to, like, InfoWars and Resistance Manifesto and all that. I'm pretty new to all this stuff, so if you want to answer this question, forgive me. But I was recently watching the 9/11 Rise of the Police State, and I noticed that whenever you were talking about Bin Laden's family being evacuated, you zoomed up on the southeastern part of the U.S., and you had, like, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and, like, number 2 was over the same part of Georgia, that the Georgia Guidestones are located. And I just wondered, because you didn't really say a lot about that, and I was wondering if there's any significance to that.
Well, I mean, I believe you're talking about, we showed a map where they were flown out of. I mean, that's right outside Atlanta. Almost 7 million people now there in that metro area. So
yeah, I live in a suburb.
You're going to have a lot of flights out of that area.
Yeah, well, I mean, but like this part, though, was actually over Eberton, Georgia, which is about 90 miles east of Atlanta.
Yeah, I really don't know what I can say. I mean, we just know they flew the Bin Ladens out of the country.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. And, you know, that's a great example of media spin. Let me break that down. It came out that the Bin Ladens were flown out of the country. And it was one of the few decent things that Michael Moore, 3 years after the fact, after it had been in Miami papers and on Miami and other television stations, mainly in Florida, and then, you know, we covered it within a week of 9/11. It was in the news. 168, or is it 9 members of the Bin Laden family were flown out in the 3 days after 9/11 on multiple flights. And they flew out of Georgia, they flew out of New York, they flew out of Miami and surrounding areas. Now, they had Bandar Bush, that's his nickname, Prince Bandar of the Royal Saudi family, who was the ambassador to the U.S. at the time, big buddies with the Bushes, vacations, hangs out with them. They call him Bandar Bush is his nickname. He went on Larry King Live and said, it's all lies. This is totally made up. I'll never forget the tape of it. We have to dig that out and play it. I've got it somewhere. And, you know, we were flown out 2 weeks. They were flown out 2 weeks after. And then he showed a news article. Well, yeah, 2 weeks after, there was another flight of some Bin Laden-connected people. So, see, they do bait and switches, folks. They do straw men. And they go, see, Michael Moore was wrong. These people flew out 2 weeks later. Well, you could go pull the Miami Herald article from the 13th. You could go pull them all. There was video of them getting on the planes. But, see, that's how. But they know you've got a willing Fox News / CNN audience that doesn't want to believe that. So it doesn't even have to be good propaganda. It's just some excuse for these armchair quarterbacks out there as America goes under the waves to just oh, everything's fine. See, that's that commie Michael Moore. See, that's not true. And they do that over and over and over and over and over again. And they do these bait and switches all the time. Let's go ahead and talk to James in Texas. James, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Keep up the good fight, man. You're like one of our only hopes.
Well, we need you out there to take action or there is no hope.
I do. I hit the message boards all the time.
Good job. Keep it up.
That's where I'm hitting. What I want to say, well, I work in the medical field, and this drug that they're talking about, this memory-suppressing drug, is called propranolol.
Yeah.
And most of it's been used as it's also got a name called Inderol. And it's been around since the 1950s, and what they're doing is it's not a very good beta blocker. And they're trying to bring it out as a new drug that it can do this, like they did with Wellbutrin and labeled it as Zyban. and sold Wellbutrin to $95 a prescription to people who wanted to quit smoking when they could have bought the generic for $16.
And now, how does Halcyon play in? It's part of the amnesiac family, right?
Well, it has been. It can be used like that, but the main drug that they're using in these studies, supposedly using in these studies, is Inderol, and it's been around since the 1950s.
What is the Pentagon talking about secret drugs?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what kind of stuff that is, but I do know that they're trying to market propranolol as this memory suppressing drug to give it to people after some kind of traumatic.
Are you a doctor, a nurse, or a pharmacist?
I'm in the medical field. I'm like nursing. Yeah, nursing.
Yeah.
But the other thing I wanted to talk about is I'd been listening not too long ago back, and they had talked about Iran was going to go over to the dollar, and I can't find anything about that right now. I know it's supposed to happen on the 21st, supposedly.
Iran's been trying for five years to set up an oil burst and demand trading in its petro sales. That is, you can't buy oil from Iran in the dollar. But all they do is pipeline it to another consortium who then takes it in dollars. See, the dollar is still the world reserve currency. That's why the bankers have been able to print it like it's going out of style and run it up. But now the chickens are coming home to roost. Now everybody's heading for the door, quietly dumping dollars, and we're in bad shape.
Do you think that, did they outlaw it? Did they finally get it done in their country? Because there was some talk about it. I found some information on a German website and some on a British website, but there's nothing in there.
I haven't confirmed that, but I know that they've moved off of it for the sale of oil.
Of oil. Okay. Well, listen, I appreciate it, man. Thank you for taking my call.
I appreciate your call. Yeah, they took the most wealthy country with the biggest amount of savings and the largest middle class, and they sold us on globalization 40 years ago, and we've gone from the greatest creditor nation to the greatest debtor nation, and now they took our last thing we had, our fiat currency, and they've devalued it by half. It's now over 50% to the pound, and they're going to fully trash it out more. And they've announced it, the bankers, the IMF. Again, I don't love money, but I do need money to fund what I do and to fight the New World Order. And it's upsetting to know the little bit of money I've got in the bank account is being turned into toilet paper. And you talk to these yuppies out here, they just don't care. They don't know. And I guarantee you, when they totally pull the rug out from under us and finally tell them, these same slack-jawed people are going to be running around giving us advice and telling us and thanking whoever the fake saviors are on television. There's never any end to it. And I really want to slap these people upside the head. I mean, I don't want to talk to you anymore. I don't want to hear you, you ignorant fools. Okay, I know what's going on because I've done the homework, okay? And it isn't hard to do, by the way. That's what makes me mad about this. So before you argue with me, you better have some facts. Life is not going to be good. You understand? This country is run by some very bad people. Very bad people. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Iowa. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. You know, it's funny. I was on your website, and it's not funny as comedy. This is ironic. Did you know that there's four or five countries that still do not have a central bank? They're Libya, Iran, Cuba, and North Korea.
Yeah, it's all the rogue nations.
Right. Now you don't hear about North Korea so much because they're kowtowing to, you know, we give them a little money and then they're going to, you know, take apart whatever, you know, weapons program they supposedly have that we gave them anyway.
That's right.
And same thing with Libya. Now we don't hear too much about them. Obviously, they must have got Gaddafi in a cage. Or maybe he's in the same cave with 750,000 that they pull out Saddam.
Exactly.
You know, if I look at Cuba now, Cuba 90 miles away, they still don't have a central bank. But obviously, we hear bits and pieces from time to time, but not so much. But the really one I want to concentrate on
Stay
is
there.
Iran.
You're making great points, okay? And again, we're not saying that just because somebody is outside the New World Order that they're good. See, that's the trick the New World Order has. They're able to go, well, look, Iran does some corrupt things. Well, look, North Korea's bad. Yes, show me government that isn't. You see, that's how they make themselves look good. No, you're just a more sophisticated model of what North Korea is, New World Order. We'll be right back.
Now, you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is March 26, 2007, and gold is at $667.50, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $699.21, $344.51 for half ounce, and $172.25 for quarter ounce coins. That's $699.21, $344.51, and $172.25. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Should I run for president? Mother, should I trust the government?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Bob in Iowa. Then we'll go to Todd, Lucas, Lynn, Michael, many others. In the next segment, I'm going to spend a few minutes, though, just going through the Iran news, the news on the economy, a lot more. But we're going to continue with open phones into the next hour. I'm going to get on for about 20, 30 minutes, Dr. Jerome Corsi,
on the breaking news with Gonzalez involved in the sex ring prostitution cover-up here in Texas, the Texas Youth Commission. But right now, let's go back to Bob. Bob, go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Alex. All I was basically saying is that we have Iran here. We know that we basically, I see the government wanting to move with an excuse to overtake Iran, and that's on several fronts, and then basically just have the Middle East at our disposal so we're on China's doorstep. I don't think a lot of people, maybe your listeners are understanding this, but China has $2.5 trillion that they want to get rid of. In fact, it was just in the news, I think a week or two ago, that they're actually thinking of opening up an investment house because they were attaching our dollar to their wang, or whatever you call it, yang, or whatever.
They've already done that. No, that's official.
Oh, that is official.
2 weeks ago, they announced that they're going to dump at least $1 trillion in U.S. Bonds mm-hmm. and in U.S. T-bills and debt they own. And part of that money's going to go for, you know, they've gotten all that they have. They didn't steal it. It was given to them by Boeing. Their own airline fleets, everything. They're just going to stop pretty much investing in the dollar. But again, we have to be imploded to bring in the North American Union. And then all the crises they're going to set up. Oh, it's your fault for not having open borders. Oh, it's your fault. You need more New World Order. It's like if somebody beats you in the head with a sledgehammer and you're about to die and they say, oh, it's because you weren't hitting the head with a sledgehammer enough. You need more. It's amazing.
I see, and it's just that, you know, through your videos that you've definitely enlightened me on a lot of the things. Like, for example, I just watched Terror Storm. And one of the things that I've saw on the website as well is that, you know, there was, I'm sure you remember Abby Newman.
Oh, yes.
When she gets pulled over and everything like this.
And the state police in Virginia think that the Bill of Rights is Al-Qaeda.
And what was interesting was, in reference to that, you know, the New York City is defined in the federal regulations as the United Nations. Rudy Giuliani stated on C-SPAN some time ago that New York City was the capital of the world. What do you think about that?
Well, that's not a plus for the U.S. It means that we're being overtaken by them.
Well, already have, don't you think?
To a great extent. And by the way, New York is not the capital of the world. There's no debating that it's London.
Right. Okay, yeah, I would have to agree with you.
I mean, we're talking about with a real power, and the power sits, you know, of course, you know, in places like Tokyo and Paris and other places. But I mean, for the, you know, the biggest shareholders in the New World Order crime syndicate, and they literally own stock. It is the British/Rothschild axis.
Right, and that's what I was going to say earlier when you were mentioning about our dollar and about a lot of the things that have been eroding in the United States. It long ago was beginning with Rothschilds and the European bankers and money changers. This has been something that's been going on for several hundred years.
But don't worry, when they bankrupt us, they'll be the saviors and we'll worship them properly. Thanks for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Todd in Virginia, I believe. Go ahead.
Good day, Alex. I'm a little upset today on two subjects.
Okay.
First one, upset at myself, because the other day I was at work on the weekend, and it was the first time I'd actually heard a group of people, about six of them in a circle, talking about the World Trade Center attacks. And actually, for the first time, I heard people in public at work discussing the theories and having an open discussion, and they were getting a lot of the facts wrong. But I just didn't have the courage to open my mouth and set them straight on a few things. And, you know, I think that's going to be something that we're all going to be facing a lot more of in the near future as these Rosie O'Donnell and Charlie Sheen things make it more polite to talk about it at work. And I'm just a little disappointed in myself because I really could have talked to those people. They're getting a lot of facts.
Why didn't you, though? Because you value your privacy. And I know it's a hard thing to get out of that shell, but you better.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm doing it on the message boards, but it's just not enough anymore.
I remember the first time I was about 20, the first time I went to a county commissioner meeting and got up in front of a room of about 150 people and gave a speech. And it's hard to do, but you got to do it. And after you've been doing it long enough, it'll be like riding a bicycle, my friend, as easy as kiss my hand. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, real quick.
Stay there. We'll come back to you, and then I'm going to get into the news. I'm Alex Jones. It's the GCN Radio Network, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, or the websites.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625. Thus says Yahweh, if you will not keep my commandments by violating my covenant, I will bring upon you sudden terror. Just as prophesied, the judgments upon America have begun. Yes, the terror attacks of 9/11 opened Revelation's first seal. In the name of peace and safety, the Rider King has mounted his white horse, waging wars and rumors of war, conquering the Middle East for treasures of oil. Get to Witness Ministries' next shocking revelation. The Rider of the White Horse, George W. Bush in prophecy. Visit the website, towitnessministries.com. King George II beats the war drums for his next invasion, Iran and Syria. More nations are to follow, including the draft of your children. With a $25 love offering to Two Witness Ministries, get the book, The Rider of the White Horse, at Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Unless she repents, America will not survive the Red Horse of World War III.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind discs. I just don't want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won. You want me to believe, but I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire. And then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. He's thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. For threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins.
Welcome back.
How much do I know?
This goes out to all the chicken hawks out there, all the people that love war, never been in it, and who think it's manly to go bomb a bunch of innocent people living in mud huts. Meanwhile,
but there's the one thing I know.
The very people running the war are the ones destroying the country. Literally.
Even Jesus would never forgive what you do.
All right. Before I get back into the news and then your calls, we're carrying a new film. It's Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of Washington, D.C. is the second volume in the Secret Mystery series. Part 2 explores the highly controversial subject of the America's capital. Was the city built to reflect the majesty of American freedom or the hidden agenda of secret societies? With every major cornerstone laid by Freemasons, was the city built in a Masonic pattern? Embark upon this incredible journey as Riddles interviews experts on both sides of the heated debate. Watch as Freemason apologists defend some of their most direct and hard-hitting questions concerning the influence of Masonry in America and its symbolism in Washington, D.C. Alongside them are leading researchers who maintain that occult architecture permeates the city and conceals a secret agenda. It really is an extremely well-done film, and it is $29.95. That's how much it retails for. That's how much they offer it for. You can get it for $24.95, or you can get it for even lower when you get it with my other films that cover similar genre, similar topics. But Riddles in Stone is very professionally produced, has a high budget, and is very well done, and will really wake up a lot of people to all the bizarre occult numerology and coding and symbols that are around us. It is, again, part two of The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings. And it is an absolute must-see. It is available at Infowars.com. You can go there and watch the trailer. There's also a three DVD, but it's four films for one low price. For a limited time, you'll save 20% on the regular price when you purchase these powerful films together in this special DVD bundle. You get The Order of Death, Dark Secrets, Inside Bohemian Grove DVD, my two classic films which expose the elite's occult practices and the secret cult of death, which connects groups like the Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones. And that's the new film I made with the new footage inside Bohemian Grove, shot by an employee in 2005, with the first footage ever shot when I snuck in 2000 with Mike Hansen. There's both those films. One's an hour and a half, one's about 46 minutes long on one DVD. Then Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Volume 1, and Secret Mysteries of America's Beginnings, Riddles in Stone, Secret Architecture, Washington, D.C. That comes together. So you're getting four films for $59.95, and that's extremely discounted. Get them all together and get a big discount, or get Riddles in Stone by itself, again, at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you can also go to prisonplanet.tv and see all 15 of my films, including Terror Storm. Scores of other films have been authorized to post by their producers. hundreds of my weekly TV reports, scores of special reports, all my best audio interviews, my book, Paul Watson's book, great activist tool, print off copies of the books, burn them to disc, high quality copies of my films, burn them to disc, give them to people, get the word out, 15 cents a day. I want to thank all the members at PrisonPlanet.tv for your membership there. That makes so much what we do possible. If you aren't a member or you've let your membership elapse, a lot of new stuff up on PrisonPlanet.tv. It'll be the three-year anniversary just in about 8 days. Let me see. It was about April 4th. Yeah, so it's about 8 days when we launched that. So it'll be about 8 days. Or maybe less, since we launched PrisonPlanet.tv 3 years ago. Thousands of pieces of media, great deal. We're making it better all the time. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. You know, we give so much out for free, folks. And the message is where the passion is. The fight is where our souls are. It's where our sinners are. And when you support us, when you get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, or you purchase my films and you make copies of them, you support us to make more films, but and to run our operations and have the news sites and the original stories and everything we do. But also, you've got a film that you're authorized and encouraged to make copies of, or air on Access TV, or show at the library, or the VFW hall. You have something that's well produced, that has the truth, that can wake others up. And if you can't afford to buy the films, most of them are up on Google Video. They're in higher quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, obviously, better for download and distribution in the InfoWar. But you can just watch it there. Share that link. It's free. Share that link on message board. Share that link on MySpace. Share that link anywhere and everywhere you can. Create a dummy account with a proxy server. If you don't want to send it to your friends and family and your email list, send it to them that way. We cannot wait, ladies and gentlemen. You have to see yourself in the leadership capacity. You have to see yourself as the info warrior. You have to literally see yourself engaging the infrastructure, understanding the infrastructure first of the New World Order, and then taking it down. When you realize the infrastructure is in the mind, it's a lie, it's a fraud, it's a hoax. And you must engage each and every one of their lies. You must engage them now. This is so important. Okay. Let me just as quickly as I can run through the news, and then we'll go to your calls. All right, Senator Hagel is running for president. He represents the branch of the Bilderberg Group. He's a frequent attendee that thinks the war is endangering their entire apple cart and wants things to be more gradual. They're globalist. They're just not as aggressive, which really makes them more dangerous. So before you think he's some hero hinting at impeachment the last few months, he's done this every few weeks. There are ways to deal with a president who says, "I don't care about Congress," is what he said. And again, that's just one different faction of the power structure. I think Bush is one of the best things ever happened to this country. Now, I don't mean overall he's good. He's terrible. But he has shattered the left-right paradigm and woken up a lot of conservatives and liberals to that. And he has been so arrogant and so over the top and so stupid and just such a blithering idiot that he is, because this thing's hereditary. You know, they have really powerful think tank experts and people who could craft the policies, but then they're flummoxed, they're screwed up, they're drugged through the mud by the idiot princelings that people this hierarchical apparatus. So I'm done talking about Hagel. Stocks fall on housing data. We're looking, and I'm not saying this is going to happen. They may keep pumping the bubble up for another 5-10 years for all I know. I just know when this bubble pops, it is going to be monumental. And the Financial Times of London, all the big globalist publications, IMF, World Bank documents that have come out, their own statements say, for like 4 years, we've been warning you, they want a gradual implosion of the dollar, a gradual drop in housing prices, a gradual slump, so that you don't panic and riot in the streets. Now, in third world countries where they can contain it, they want to have it all at once to have a riot, because then that drives the stocks and everything down even further, and the IMF, World Bank, private shareholders can come in and buy everything up cheap. And that's official IMF, World Bank documents leaked over 1,000 pages in 2002. So sometimes they like that, but they're not ready for that yet here. We got 160 million gun owners. They know we're totally spoiled. They know that we're not like we were in 29 when they bankrupted us and told us to sit down and shut up and behave ourselves. We did. In a way, the decadence will backfire on them. I mean, it'll just be screaming and rioting, and women won't have their makeup or food. They'll just be running around, flipping out, spoiled, pot-bellied, good old boys, you know, who know how to hang a lariat in the back of their truck but don't know how to actually ride a horse. They'll just be running around screaming. They'll be losing their Texas accents and shifting into their New London, Connecticut accents. I mean, it's going to be hell on earth, folks, if that does happen. And the New World Order says that. They say we could just have a total global depression that could even endanger the elite. I mean, they say that in major newspapers, like the Financial Times. I mean, you think you get them telling the truth there in the Wall Street Journal, you ought to read the Times. Continuing here. So my big thing is, if everybody knows who did this and people don't buy into all their solutions, then this can backfire on them. And they're doing tests. They're doing marketing tests and questions and NSA spying, not to spy on you and see what you're going to do, but to spy on you and see what your mindset is. You understand? This is all how to manage you and what you're into. No one could look at the individual data. I mean, people like me get their individual data pulled and looked at by people, but anthropologists, sociologists, psychiatrist, you know, link men, as they're called, idea men. But I'm digressing. Most people, you're just in graphs, folks. You're all aggregated into graphs, and they know what you want more than you want it. Sally Soccer Mom and Joe Sixpack. I mean, I don't want to get into it. It's so feeble. Just look at these feebleness, wanton feebleness. I don't understand it. Oil prices hit 2007 highs on Iran tensions. And that's entirely speculative. They went into Iraq to use it as a beachhead to project power into the entire region, link up with the hegemon there in Afghanistan. And then when they take down Iran, have it controlled right to China's doorstep. And then it continues out from there. World oil prices struck the highest point so far in 2007, nearing $64 a barrel in London on Monday as the market fretted over rising tensions in major crude producer Iran, traders said. In London, the price of Brent North Sea crude May delivery rose 52 cents to $63.70 a barrel in economic details. It had earlier struck $63.97, the highest point since December 6. So it's definitely trending back up now. The Iranian situation is adding a geopolitical risk premium to crude prices, with many market participants concerned that the nuclear situation could escalate, potentially leading to Iran using oil as a bargaining tool or blocking up the Persian Gulf. That's the main issue. And if that happens, if you average the mainstream analysts, let's not go off the alternative analysts who are probably more accurate, we're looking at $200 to $300 a barrel for Brent crude. Now, folks, if that happens, you're going to be paying $8 to $10 a gallon. And if that happens, the economy will tank directly, and the dollar will tank directly. Further, I don't know how much more you can tank. I mean, folks, whoever thought it could go this far? But I guess the invincible ignorance of the public's actually helping us. I'm kind of, in a sick way, glad. I mean, they don't. Literally, you look at these smiley face yuppies running around posing, and again, they're not really. You see them, you know, it's just all a big act, and they all act real powerful and manly, and the women all, you know, act like they know everything, and they swoosh around, and you know what I'm talking about. And the reason I'm disgusted by it is it's like knowing a dam broke upstream 5 miles away, and then in a few minutes you're going to be under 30 feet of water, and you're like running around telling people, hey, man, this is serious, and by the way, this is who blew the dam, and they just look at you and go, no, sure, dams have never broken before. And then you go, okay, run in here, it's on the news. And they go, I'm not going to watch it. You know, and you're just like, ah! Because I am literally tied to you idiots. I don't mean my listeners. I mean the general public. You know who I'm talking about. We're all tied to these lemmings. We can't just step out of the way and let them run off the end of the cliff, which I don't want to see anyways, and see the enemy win. We are tied to them. We are literally being drugged by them. Or a better analogy is like a stampede of buffalo or a stampede of elephants right off the end of a cliff. And, well, you know, we can avert this, folks. They're going to have national ID cards. You're going to have a national sales tax on top of income taxes. You're going to have your whole life run. You're going to monthly, just to kick this off, going to have CPS in your house interrogating all of you. You're going to live in a hellish system. And, of course, that's not going to work. They know it's going to get violent. They know it's going to turn into a shooting war. I don't want a bunch of dumb cops and military to be dead all over the streets. They know we're going to win the first wave. Then they're going to bring in foreign troops. And folks, it's going to happen. Do you understand that? Do you understand this is going to happen unless we turn it around? That's what's going to happen. We'll be right back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
That's right. That's what we're doing. Jerome Corsi joining us to expose the pedophile scandal raging in Texas with the Republican Party, as usual, running everything. It's unbelievable. And the Democrats are bad, involving a lot of bad stuff, but mainly it's, you know, full-grown female hookers, which is bad enough. This is just it never ends with these people. It's just sick. Stocks fall on housing data. I mentioned that they fell sharply Monday after a surprise drop in new home sales for February triggered further concern that economic growth is slowing more than expected. The Dow Jones Industrials at times showed losses of more than 100 points. You already know oil prices have gone way up. And then IMF to urge depreciation of dollar, and the IMF has put out their report saying that they want an extraordinarily aggressive devaluation, and they want a stronger Chinese denomination and Japanese denomination. You can go read all the details of this on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com if you want. But it says a stronger yen and yuan and stronger European currency, of course. It's just, you know, they get us strung out. They get us doped up on their New World Order system, and then they just pull the rug right out from under us. And you better believe these flag-waving people, man, they're going to praise the people destroying the country. It's too much to have to watch it. I just keep getting mad at the public. I know the New World Order is evil. I know they're bad. I know they're out of control. But the population, how can you be so conned? They won't do it if they think you won't put up with it. If they know they're going to get the blame, you need to be calling the White House. Why haven't I done this? We need to be calling Congress, the White House, everybody, and calling your neighbors and letting them know, and just going, look, stupid, it's not what you hear on Sean Hannity and on the liberals and conservative shows. That's all fake, diversion news, 90% of it. The fact is there's a world government, it's destroying our sovereignty and our economy, and it's taken over. Please wake up. And call the White House and say, you stop blowing our dollar. And you stop setting up your New World Order. Ugh. I just can't believe they're doing this to us. I'm actually grieving right now, okay? I'm having trouble talking. I'm having trouble getting into actual news and information because I'm just so mad. And you know, it's not just some thing that I'm a softy or I'm old-fashioned or I'm dumb. You know, I love America and I love the Constitution and Bill of Rights. Man, that's all I got. This is where we live. I mean, if you don't love the country, at least do it for your children. Where do you think they're going to grow up? Where do you think they're going to live? I look at my kids every day and almost start crying. That's how bad it is. Do you understand me? It's bad, okay? It's real bad. And it's getting worse and worse by the day. Oh, man. People are watching MTV and running around drunk and on. I mean, I don't know. It's just incredible. But they couldn't have done it to us unless they got us completely mesmerized. And then I got stories like this. I mean, I could talk for hours about this and make all the connections and show you all the evidence and go through the facts. Drones could defend airports. Oh, great. Protect me. But then you realize that when these global criminals have almost the entire Air Force and the fleets under remote control, it allows very small groups of globalists to attack our own populations, to start wars, because then, you know, it doesn't matter if a soldier won't commit a crime, it won't matter if the cops won't do it, they'll just have their own robotic forces to do it. And believe me, most of this development is in robotic ground forces. And yeah, it's 2007, folks, we're in the future now, okay? USA Today. Homeland Security Department and the military this summer will test whether drones flying at 65,000 feet above the nation's busiest airports could be used to protect planes from being shot down. They're going to be used to spy on people, folks, by terrorists with shoulder-fired missiles. Dubbed Project Shoal, and it just goes into it. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.